competition. And now we are going to move to finalizations, 6 and 7.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Thank you. John Canta, Terrestrial Section Chief for the Department. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling. I'll cover the, you know what? Am I? Yes, I am next. Sorry, I thought there was one ahead of me. I should have looked at the schedule before I started talking. So yeah, I have the Custer State Park antelope hunting season that's up next on your agenda. And Madam Chair, we'll have the proposal that the commission will need to take action on, and then I'll follow that with a request for administrative action on the license allocation. So just so you know, we'll need two actions here today. But the proposal then is to open the Custer State Park season and allow up to 10 licenses. It also is to modify 4106-0702, and that's just simply changing rule to reflect, it currently states that it's there's a wait period when you receive an any antelope license, and because we're asking to issue buck licenses, we would change that rule to reflect that and just simply reference antelope licenses, not the any antelope license. So those are the changes. The season dates in this proposal would be October 4th through the 19th, 2025. And as we discussed at your last meeting, that's in an effort to avoid the buffalo roundup. So we're starting it a bit later than the rest of the state for the antelope season. But with that great opportunity we have with the buffalo roundup in Custer State Park, we want to be sure to avoid that. So in rule, what we wrote was that the season would run for 16 consecutive days beginning on the first Saturday in October, which will always avoid that buffalo roundup. At the last meeting, Byron Buckley presented all the data that our staff collect and all that good information that we're able to use to make this recommendation and subsequent proposal here. I did want to point out that on your action sheet there, we have the ground counts on page 2, and that was something we referenced last month. So, you know, we're at 123 minimum count, and that's up from 81 in 2018. So numbers are trending up and you know, in such a way that we feel comfortable with that population to be able to open the season. Then I'd also mention remind you of the buck to doe ratio. So staff do count antelope and determine that buck to doe ratio and kid to doe ratio. And right now we're sitting at 50 bucks per 100 does, which is very acceptable and okay for us to allow a hunting season. I'd also touch on the figure 1 there that has the season statistics. And of course, the season has been closed since 2017. So after that 2016 season, and prior to that, we were issuing 3 licenses with 100% success. And our hunters are averaging, you know, about a day, day and a half to harvest their animal. And so really good opportunity in Custer State Park. And we typically see that 100% success. And we believe with the, you know, the recommendations here in front of you, we'll continue with that quality hunt and good success and be able to sustain that into the recent future here. Yeah, so that's what I have for the proposal, Madam Chair. And as I mentioned, we'll talk about those license numbers next and take administrative action. But I would certainly take any questions or entertain conversation on the proposal to open the Custer State Park antelope season.
Any questions for Mr. Canta? Seeing none, did you have a question, Commissioner Beast? We do need to move forward with a motion for the finalization of the Custer State Park antelope hunting season. Move to approve by Commissioner Beast. Seconded by Commissioner Teal. Comments, questions? Seeing none, all those in favor can signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed. So that, let's see, the Custer State Park antelope hunting season is approved. So now we can move on to the administrative action.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. And so this action would be to simply issue what we're recommending is 5 licenses for the Custer State Park season. What you just took action in rule was for up to 10 licenses. And that's what we do with a lot of our seasons is that kind of authority for up to a certain number of licenses. Doesn't mean that we'll issue all of those out, but it gives the commission that leeway to take the administrative action then and issue license up to that certain number. So in this case, again, asking for 5 buck antelope licenses. And just a bit of information to reiterate from our last meeting, we counted a minimum number of 40 bucks in the population. And when we look at a harvest of 5 bucks, and we do expect 100% success, we would be at a harvest rate of about 13%. And comparing that to all other units in the state of South Dakota where we offer an antelope hunting season, those units we see an average of 27% harvest rate. And so what I'm saying by that is at 13%, we do feel that that's a relatively low harvest rate. And with that minimum count of 40 bucks in the population, we don't believe that this will have any negative impacts to the population, nor will it impact those viewing opportunities in Custer State Park that everyone enjoys and we want to maintain there. And so with that, I'd certainly take any questions, but I would ask that the commission take administrative action to approve 5 buck antelope licenses for the Custer State Park season.
Questions for Mr. Canta? Moved to approve by Commissioner Teal. Seconded by Commissioner Bees. Comments? Questions? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Administrative action is approved. Thank you, Mr. Canta.